this is sounding very weird, but I'm telling people Happy New Year and February is starting, because literally I'm recording this on the 30th of January. Anyway, I can explain. So I've been low-key for a very, I wouldn't say for a very long time, but for a while. And I'm still trying to be low-key, but I felt like I needed, at least I owe you guys the courtesy of telling you why I haven't been recording. Because last time I was recording, I was literally okay. It was before Christmas. That's the last episode on this pod. And well, your girl has been low-key, like really, really low-key. And February now, I'm going in too deep. I'm going hard on this low-key shit. Not because of anything. Okay, not really like being low-key, because this coming month, which is also my birthday month, feels weird that I'm doing this. But the only reason I'm doing this is I just need a break from social media, so I want to delete that TikTok. Okay, not really delete, because I know I can, I know my discipline and where I can get, so I will just freeze them instead of deleting. So I'll freeze my Twitter, my TikTok, and my Instagram. For some reason, I'm not going to freeze Snapchat, because I'm not about to kill any streaks. That's the only place I'm consistent in my life. So there, I'll just keep up. And the best part about Snapchat is that I'm not consuming a lot of information. I'm not even consuming information. I'm just seeing how my friends' daily lives are. And these are just people like me. So it's not really so much pressure on me and on life. I don't know, like, I'm just trying to avoid the consuming information, because one thing with social media, you will consume a lot of information and different types of information. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I personally I need a break from all of that for a while, and I felt the need I should do it in February. At first I wanted to try it in January, then I was still trying to navigate around everything, around how I'm supposed to start my year, and I used January for that, to just reevaluate, refocus, restart, just everything else, because I'm not going to say new year, new me, and everything like that. No, I'm not changing, I'm the same me, I'm just growing, big difference. So definitely, I'm not going to say I'm going to start as a new person, and I'm just trying to figure out things and what I want during my new year, but during my whole year. So basically what I've been doing in January, to just keep you updated, writing down my goals, arranging my schedule properly, and with the goals, I started in different quarters. By the end of the first quarter, I want this. By the end of the second quarter, I want this. By the end of the third quarter, I want this. So the first quarter had to be, there's where you need to, not necessarily be low-key, but I feel like low-key is the word I should be using. Yeah, low-key is the word I know I can use here. To be low-key and just try and reevaluate things in your life, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, physically, not really, financially. Kuja venyera kuja, but that's how things are going to be currently for me. So yeah, it's not that deep though, but it's supposed to be deep. Of course it's deep, but also it's not that deep. So yeah, that's basically what I was doing in January. And also just taking a break. Honestly, most of it was also me taking a break. Taking a time to my thoughts also, to ask myself what I really want. Because I think I already told you that last year I started doing my vision board. That was last year, after Christmas. That's when I did my vision board. I started it on the 26th. Yeah, I started it after Christmas. I started it on the 26th and was done by the 28th. So that was when I was doing my vision board. But with the vision board, it's just visualizing it. You really haven't stated it directly what you want. Because what I understood with goals are basically objectives. Something measurable. Something specific. But with a vision board, you just put photos of what you really want in your life and to represent everything else. Though I do understand, in your sense, before you do your vision board, you're supposed to sketch your goals down so you know what kind of pictures you're picking. I did not do that for some reason. Okay, I did it, but I did a sketch of it, if that makes sense. So I now had to sit down properly and put them pole pole, one by one, stating this one should be for the first quarter, this one should be for the second quarter and the third quarter. Though when I was doing that, the only one I specified was for the first quarter, because now when the first quarter comes to an end, that's when I'll realize, okay, fine, this is now what I want to the next quarter, the second quarter. Now this is where I have reached, so this is where I'm starting from as I start my second quarter, and this is how I will go on, and this is how I want it to end. So that's how I'm doing. I'm not really stating, okay, the first, the second, the third, the fourth, and stating everything in what I want. That's what I'm doing. I want to understand people are doing it in different ways, which is definitely fine. You do you, boo, which is, yeah. And honestly, if I think about it, I wasn't really the kind of person to say new year, new resolution, new year, new me, blah blah blah. I've always entered the new year with just kawaida me, tuendelea na maisha. I don't know if that's supposed to be a good thing or a bad thing. Anyway, that's what we call growth. So when I decided to start my vision board, I was like, okay, fine, what am I doing in this January? Because school hasn't catch up with Ruri. And I've had a lot of free time, so what do I really want to do? And well, that's when I decided I want to do that. I want to say the things I want. I want to say the goals. I want them to happen. I want to also state the processes of how I'm going to achieve some of these goals. I want to state what I want to do in this year, because the goal is really the end goal, objective. Okay, the goal is really the end, where the result, basically. So, okay, fine, I've stated the result. I want to, by the time December 2023 has come, I want to have reached 52 kgs, hypothetically speaking. Okay, fine, you want to get there, but what are you going to do? There's going to the gym, there's eating this type of food, there's this and this and this. So yeah, there was also that. And well, did you do your vision board? How is it? I so loved mine, let me be honest. I was so happy when I did my vision board, because the result was, damn, girl, you outdid yourself. Literally, that's what I was telling myself when I did my vision board. I was very happy about it, and I told myself, okay, fine, this is not just going to be for aesthetics, because definitely it was aesthetical, it was giving me. But I was like, okay, fine, but this is just not going to be for aesthetics only. You need to do more. And that's when I decided, okay, fine, state your goals down. What do you want to do? What do you want to have achieved by the time this time has arrived? And I can tell you, I like the progress, because at first, I will not lie, I was telling myself, what are your goals, Kuni? And I'm here thinking, I was struggling, because I knew what I wanted, or I knew what I wanted to do, rather, but I wasn't sure what I wanted. I wasn't sure of the result. I wasn't sure if this is really what I wanted. So that's when I told myself, okay, fine, January, sit down. Just sit down and think about it. Yeah, and I haven't, done. I'm not finished kabisa, but yeah. And that's where I found myself wanting to go off social media for a while. I've never taken a break from social media ever, like, intentionally. Unless either my phone was stolen or my phone was spoiled and now I couldn't access social media, that's when I was on a break by force, circumstantial. But intentionally telling myself, no, stop it, take a break. And I always used to tell myself, I don't think I can ever take a social media break. Will I even survive? And right now, I'm telling myself, you better take that break. It's only 28 days and you will survive. I'll only cheat once, and that's on my birthday. And that's only on Instagram, where I will just have to go back to Instagram and repost my birthday wishes, then disappear again. I know that's weird, but well, it's my birthday, it's my day. I get to do what I want to do. So yeah, basically that's how I've been, and that's how life is taking me, trying to navigate. And I can't believe that January has just ended like that. Honestly, January imesha tu hivo. Guys, am I the only one who's seeing like it has gone so fast? Okay, I've never seen like January inaenda haraka. Si ati juu sitesekangi ama juu natesekanga, but January has just been a normal month for me, or rather, at least I don't want to look at it like that, at the inenda pole pole, blah blah blah, in January and everything. Nah. I'm trying so much to look at the positive side, and I've always been an optimist from the start, either way. So, yeah, but this year I was telling myself also, anyone who's going to bring negative energy to me, utter the slightest bit of energy, of negative energy, I'm just going to step back and keep away. If tomorrow you're coming back with positive energy, it's fine, we'll keep up and go on. But if it was like something very intense, I'll bring it up to you and tell you, I did not like what you did, and blah blah blah. If you want to change, you better, because if it has affected me, you better, if you love me. But if it's just something slight, I will just keep away and not engage in any type of negativity, because negativity can really, really, really destroy your mind. So yeah. I'm really not here with a specific topic of talking. I'll do that in March. Maybe I might do a birthday episode, maybe not, I don't know. Or I'll rather do it by March, because I also want to come back here when I'm also at a certain type of level or at a certain type of space. So when I also record, I'm telling myself, okay, fine. Yeah, this is what I wanted. This is what I was talking about. And I do believe that the 4 weeks really seem kidogo. Kinda, it seems kidogo for me, seeing it from my point of view, knowing what I really want to do and what I really want to achieve. But at the same time, I'm telling myself, I'm limitless. The 4 weeks can seem kidogo, but I can also achieve it. It just depends with how intentional I am. Anyway, my word of the year this year. Do you all want to hear it? Anyway, either you want to hear it or not, this is my pod, so I will just say it. And my word of the year is discipline. That's just it. Because it took me time to really know the meaning of this word. And not just like the meaning of, okay, fine, I know this is what it says in the dictionary, but rather the meaning on an intense level, the practical kind of meaning. Okay, what does it really mean? What do I have to do to say that I'm a disciplined person? Because we were really taught the discipline. Fine, there was even this proverb back then of, okay, it still is a proverb of, discipline is the key to success. Yeah, I used to say it, but I didn't really take it like that intensely, because if back then you would have asked me what is discipline, in my mind the kind of examples I would really give you is running, movement by running, because we were told movement by running. Basically the things you were told in school to do and you do, that is discipline. By the way, that is discipline. But I didn't capture the part of there's also you, the discipline from within. You telling yourself you need to do this and following it. Or you going by your own standards, by your own rules, by your own values, by your own morals. That's now where the discipline comes in. Because if I cannot be disciplined with my own self, what makes me think that I can also be disciplined with outside when I'm told to follow this kind of rules and I'll do it and I cannot even follow my own rules? So I had to take time and also understand that. And yes, I didn't know. Okay, I wouldn't say I didn't know. I just wasn't really sure about it. I didn't even know. I just contradicted myself. Today's on a Monday. I'm going to post this on a Monday for some reason. Imagine, make your classes Wednesday, Thursday, and a Friday this semester. And I'm here thinking, my niggas, my guys, mnataka nido nini Monday na Tuesday? I'd rather ata ingekua Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then Thursday and Friday I'm free. But anyway, I was struggling to wake up today on Monday, today. And you know what I told myself? By the way, sina class. Then that's where it hit me. Okay, this semester, since I don't have a class your time, I'll be using Monday to regain the energy, because my schedule right now, Saturday and Sunday, has also become packed, literally. So Monday will be the time I will just take a rest, re-energize before I start my week. So basically my week will be starting on Tuesdays. But next semester it might change. So I'll have to like redo my schedule. Now this is a stress I am going through when I'm writing down my schedule. Because I'm writing down my schedule and telling myself, you know what? I'll write it, but after another semester I'll have to change, because high chances the placements of my classes will be different. So I'll have to, oh my god. Anyway, life goes on. So yeah, that was my word of the year. Then I wrote also my motto of this year: jump out of your comfort zone. Yeah, Pony, I'm talking to you. Jump out of your comfort zone, because that's also another thing. However you decide to interpret it is up to you, but I'm trying so much to try out new things, to do new things, to do things that are uncomfortable. Okay, of course not everything that is uncomfortable, it also depends, but like if it's something that I know has a good impact on my life or on me and it's uncomfortable, definitely the good things also are uncomfortable. And especially with change, you're not used to it, so it will definitely be uncomfortable, but when you get used to it, it's going to be now normal. Then now I have to come out of that comfort zone and now go to another one. Jump, pole, 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 pole. We move from 10 to 20, 20 to 30, 30 to 40, or 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4, depending on the pace also, because everyone has their own pace. Or also, you can move from 10 to 20, 20 to 22, 22 to 28 to 30, 30 to 35, 35 to 45, like that. Because you know what I realized with days, as days come by, things are different. So that's the whole thing about progress. You might be consistent, but the consistency is on you, but everything else is going to be different. And speaking about consistency, I think this is also something I learned about being disciplined, because with discipline comes consistency. So, I mean, some of us, that is what we are looking for in our lives currently. We need to be consistent in everything we are doing, including our own pod, but I will already explain to you. Now, you see what I'm trying to say? After this Feb, I'm not going to hold myself accountable. You've not recorded a pod. What should I do if I've not recorded a pod, an episode? I'll think about it, but I don't want to think about it too much, because I don't want to give myself the option of, if I've not recorded, then this is going to happen. I want to do it. And if I wasn't able to do it, it's because of circumstances. But the fact that I'm recording it alone, this is supposed to be a monologue, it can't be really that hard. So, Connie, there's no excuses this time. There's no more excuses. Anyway, let me also update you that I have unsubscribed. In bold, I have unsubscribed from being a strong soldier this year. So this year, I'm not going to be any strong soldier. I'm not here for suffering. I've suffered enough. I've suffered for 19 years. It's time for me to shake my ass when I yacht in Dubai in a thong. We can start that yacht in Zanzibar. I will highly accept that one also, but I have unsubscribed from any sort of suffering, including school, including home, including from my friends, including from relationships, etc, etc, etc. So we have finally reached the end of this episode 9. I love the progress also, and I don't know, we've started the year, so let me start by also thanking you guys for listening, for sharing to the ones that share. That's a love language at this point. Sharing my links, sharing my work has become a love language, because I mean, Kai, you really felt my work was so good like that for you to share, so you want other people to see it. I love it. So, chef's kiss to anyone who has ever shared my work, any type of work, my hair content creation, my podcasts, I Said It Out Loud, Young and Bold, and anything else you shared. I just want you to know that I have seen you and I appreciate it. And I think I've ever told anyone, whoever has done it, I gave back the feedback and was grateful about it. If I've never, Guy, I'm sorry, but I do not know why I had missed that. But thank you so much for listening. Don't forget also to share still. And subscribe if you've not subscribed. We are back to saying this again, and yes, I will say it. Don't forget to subscribe, because yes, the subscription also in podcasting. I realize some people don't know you have to subscribe on these apps also, so you can get your notifications. Because sometimes people ask me, have you released an episode? And I'm here thinking, or have you released an episode? I haven't seen you post a link in a while, and I'm here like, so if I don't post the link, you will not know that I have released an episode. And yet, you're a daily listener. You're a fan, or you're part of this family. And yet, you don't know if I would have posted or not unless I send you the link or post the link. So that means you haven't subscribed. And that means it's either you don't know or you don't want to subscribe, and which is up to you. Anyway, if you consider yourself part of this family, please subscribe. Please don't forget to share to anyone you want to share to. Yes, because at this point, I was also thinking, okay, that's a thought for after D&D mode. I've been in D&D mode, mbaya. Anyway, love you guys. Bye.